Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome to the Garden Show and Home, brought to you by SCR Fence. Design and installation of gates and fences for your home, farm, or business. For service commitment and reliability, visit scrfence.com. Limber Tree Services, the Hudson Valley's professional arborists, limbertree.com, and North Elm Home. Furniture, accents, and mattresses on North Elm Avenue in Millerton, northelmhome.com. And today, from Wallkill View Farm Market, John Ferrante. So I think, John, you're third generation?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Oh, I'm so good to have you, because you're all about growing vegetables at Wallkill View. Although Andrew Sino tells me you are also a fabulous gardener in other areas as well. But I'm sure that this time of year for you at the store, it's all about growing vegetables, because you guys are growing and harvesting.
Yeah, this time of year is busy, right? We're trying to harvest some of our spring crops, but then also still get some of the summer crops in the ground all at the same time. So it's a busy time of year.
So yeah, I mean, it's not too late. People think, oh my gosh, it's maybe too late, but it's not. It's only the last of May, and we have until mid-October at least.
Oh yeah, it's not too late for vegetable gardens and anything at home. It's definitely not too late. I mean, we keep going, right? Like you said, all the way until, even October, we're seeding something in the ground for the following year, right? It almost never stops.
I know. That's how gardening is, I think. Whether you're doing vegetable gardening or perennials or shrubs, it's just, I always say gardening is always about next year, especially this time of year when, you're scrambling to get mulching done and getting everything just sort of ready so you can have a garden you can maintain. The catch up in the spring is pretty brutal. Spring crops. Am I thinking strawberries?
Yeah, we actually just started picking today a little bit on the farm.
Great.
So
So,
yeah, it's
okay. So what you, do you grow? There's two kinds of strawberries. There's diurnals, and then there's another kind that I don't know.
So you're talking about, so that, yeah, there would be everbearing. And
Everbearing.
which is a day neutral strawberry, meaning that the day length is not, it doesn't affect the flowering of the plant. And then your traditional June bearing variety, which are ones that should be starting to bear fruit right about now. Those are day length dependent. So they will only kind of put out that flush of fruit and flowering early in the spring, and you'll harvest throughout June. And then a day neutral variety, you have the ability to harvest throughout the summer.
So which ones do you grow?
So we grow both of them now. Yeah, we've been growing June bearers for, a very long time. And then the day neutral variety is probably about 10 years now. So right when we finish up with our June bearing varieties, in mid-July is when the day neutral varieties start.
So do they taste the same?
I think that there's something about the day neutral varieties, the ones that we grow throughout the summer, that they seem to have a little bit, maybe higher sugar content. It's a little bit more like fruity, fruit forward, rather, and they're a little bit, they're a firmer berry. But it's a different flavor. It's good. It's good. But a little bit different, right? They don't have that very soft, juicy feel of a traditional, Northeast June bearing strawberry.
So how cool that you can get like both kinds, start off with the June berries and then when it gets hot and everybody wants strawberry shortcake, the day neutrals are still coming.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It's a tricky crop to grow, but it's worth it.
Because
Tricky in the sense that it's not like your June bearers, where you get that very heavy concentrated set of fruit. You kind of go out there and you pick a little bit here, a little bit there, throughout the summer. So the total crop might be equal to the June bearing, but it's over the course of like 2 months. So, but for a home gardener, it's great because you can have strawberries, every day you'll have, one or two strawberries, on a plant that you could go out there and have throughout the whole year.
I know it's, I like
Oh.
that kind of a crop. So when you're gardening, you can eat at the same time. You know, cherry tomatoes and strawberries and are so great to just like pick and eat while you're weeding or so you sell vegetable starts. Do you still sell strawberry starts?
We do not sell strawberry starts. No, we haven't for a couple of years. We do have strawberries in hanging baskets, these day neutral varieties that we sell. So you kind of have like a nice hanging basket of strawberries throughout the summer.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, because a lot of them also have a little bit of an ornamental feel to them. Nice large flower. Some of them have pink, petals on them. So it's become a nice thing to have.
Oh, a hanging basket of strawberries. Oh my gosh, just keep the whipped cream in the fridge and you know you're ready to go.
Yeah, right there on the porch.
Yeah. Ooh, I love it. So, and those are the day neutral, so they'll bear all summer long.
Yeah.
Great. Oh gosh. Okay, get one of those. And I bet as the summer goes on, if you go over to the bakery, you can get like some kind of great pound cake or something to put them on because boy, that bakery is just one of the best parts of the Hudson Valley.
Yeah, the pound cake is one of the things right when you walk in when we're baking the pound cake, it's hard not to go over and get it.
Oh, I know. I know. And the donuts, the apple cider donuts. So, okay, cool. So, strawberries are the thing right now. Just started picking the June berries. I love that name, the June berries. So, strawberries, spinach.
Yeah. Spinach would be something that we have right now. Spinach, radishes, lettuce, kale, any crop that we could have gotten in the ground early this season is coming right into harvest right now.
So, spinach, do you just stop growing spinach when it gets a little warmer or just say forget it?
Yeah, so we just put in our last planting of spinach probably about 3 weeks ago. And that would be the last one because there really aren't any good varieties, or at least ones that we've been able to find that grow well in the Northeast when it gets 90 plus degrees. And then we'll start again with another seeding of spinach sometime in August for another fall crop. Once, the day length gets a little bit shorter, it just problem with spinach is that it'll just go to seed or bolt so quickly that you have almost no time to harvest.
That's my problem with cilantro. When I was getting my herbs this year, I decided, you know, I think I'm just going to buy cilantro, not the plant, because I can't keep up with it.
Yeah, that's one that we need to seed constantly on the farm in order to have a nice product in the market.
Do you take cilantro and deadhead it?
No, so we just move right on to the next planting. We'll just keep seeding and just when it, once it goes, we'll just go right on to the next one.
Okay, so and that's sort of what we need to get used to. We need if we're going to grow our own, we get need to get a package of seed and start a pot full of cilantro and then start another pot full of cilantro and then just keep it going.
You could, I mean, at home, I think you could deadhead, right? You could just chop it all the way back down and then hope, and it will regrow. It's just the quality might not be as good as a new
Yeah.
plant.
And it's a great herb. It's just, it's one of the all-time best. Okay, so is arugula a cold weather crop too?
Yeah, arugula is a similar type of thing to spinach where and cilantro. I mean, it will just go to seed so quickly. It grows so fast. Less than 30 days and you could be picking arugula, less than a month in the middle of the summer. So it's a good crop. It can grow throughout the summer. In warmer weather, you get more of that spicy arugula-like flavor than so it's we don't grow it anymore throughout the summer just because of that. But for the home gardener, I think it's a great thing.
So, do you do your cold weather crops? I know you guys have extensive greenhouses. Are you doing those in the greenhouse or are you doing them out in the field?
So the very first planting we put in our high tunnels. We have three high
Yeah.
tunnels. So we'll do that for the early season just to get that head start. We'll actually be planting in them sometime in February. This year is when we put in lettuce. Yeah, and then through that winter, I mean, It was a, kind of a tough spring, but everything made it through fine. Just that added layer of protection.
It was a fascinating spring. I kind of really loved it because in some ways it was really slow. But we had a couple of hot spells in there that just sort of like, I don't know. We were lucky they didn't last any longer than they did, I think, because things like sort of speeded up and then they slowed down. And plants are pretty amazing what they do to compensate. So wait, we're going to take a quick break. John Ferrante is here from Wallkill View Farm Market, and he grows all the veggies, and you can get strawberries. They just started harvesting the June berries. So get over to Wallkill View. Garden Show and Home is brought to you by the Phantom Gardener, sustainable and organic garden solutions on Route 9 in Rhinebeck and at thephantomgardener.com. Stories Nursery in Freehold, New York, a gardener's destination for over 60 years, open year round. Visit them at storiesnursery.com. And Victoria Gardens Plant Nursery and Garden Center on Route 213 in Rosendale, victoriagardens.biz. We're taking a quick break. We'll be right back.